the book of Revelation, and that's the sixth chapter, the eighth verse. He says, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with a sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth." And here again, they claim, this is a figure that's close, that in all the wars since the earth has been, there's been about 200 million killed in all of the wars, okay? There'll be more than that killed in the first few years of the tribulation period. That's important you get a hold of that, because this is going to be devastating, okay? You're going to talk about, 200 million is just going to be a drop in the bucket, because we find that at least a fourth of the earth will be destroyed. And in fact, over a fourth of the earth will be destroyed. Okay? That's important that you remember that, because that's only going to be within a period of 7 years. Okay? 7 years. And that's a very, very short time. So anyway, he says, and when in verse number 9, "And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." The sexual perversion across the world is growing terribly, and it's growing more and more every day. And it's happening, and it's building, I don't think we probably realize what's going on today. Probably don't. But it across the world is absolutely just going crazy. He talks about here the sword in verse number 8. He said to kill. He said them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with a sword. Now imagine that sword is the one he was given in earlier, and I think that was in verse 2 or 3. He was given a sword, a great sword, which is a terrible, terrible weapon, and he was given that so he could control the people on the earth today. There's two kinds of In the bubonic plague and anthrax are now in weapon laboratories in over 40 countries in the world. They're in weapon laboratories, okay? Of course, that includes Syria and Iraq and Iran and Libya. And these countries are putting these into weapons. It's happening today. Okay, and then of course there's the AIDS virus that you know about. You know plenty about that, and it is the most contagious disease that there is right now, and it is killing people again all over the world. They say that there's in Africa, there's a chance that 250 million people in Africa could die of AIDS. Okay? 250 million could die of AIDS. Okay? And then, of course, it's the most contagious disease that we have. We also know that in Thailand, 96%, listen to that, 96% of those in Thailand, of the prostitutes in Thailand, are infected with AIDS. That's 96% in Thailand. Okay? Do you get what I'm trying to tell you? Do you understand that this thing is just growing and growing and growing and just mushrooming mushrooming. You see, in April of 1997, the World Health Organization issued a warning that at least 30 new infectious diseases were with no known treatment, cure, or vaccine have emerged over the past 20 years. And there's nothing to stop them. Okay? You see, old diseases are coming back. The old diseases that we've had and had under control for years are coming back. And that's those which are bubonic plague and cholera and malaria and smallpox and yellow fever and diphtheria. You see, all of these are starting to move back in. Now, I just want to give you this next statistics. I want to give it to you. I want you to listen, because this is approximately around 27,000 children who die daily. I'm not talking about monthly. I'm talking about daily. All right? 1,400 children die from whooping cough. This is across the whole world. Okay, 6.5 billion. We'll just use that as what's in the world today. That's a whole lot of people. And also, 4,000 children die from measles. Now, this is daily. Okay? And then, 2,150 children die from tetanus. This is daily. And then also 2,750 children die from malaria. This is daily. Okay? And then 11,000 children die from diarrhea. Daily. And then 6,000 children die from pneumonia. Daily. Now, I just came up to somewhere around 28,000 children die daily, every day. Okay? Well, that's hard to face, isn't it? And they do that every day. Okay? You see, God also has added into that the beast of the earth. If you will notice in verse number 8, it says at the last of verse 8, and with the beast of the earth. When you read in the Bible, you see this, the word beast. It's not always this, but many times it's talking about a dangerous, poisonous beast in the Bible. Okay? And so the beast, and I just heard the other day that there is 78 million dogs in America. 78 million dogs in America. Now, can you imagine? Now, remember, the rapture's happened. Tribulation has begun. Can you imagine what they're going to, what's going to happen in the world? Because he's, the Antichrist, is already putting stipulations on it. You can't buy without this mark. You can't sell without this mark. And what's happening is they don't have food. See, I want you to get a hold of this. You've got to understand that after the rapture, things are going to just go nuts. It ain't just going to be like it was. Okay? It's going to go nuts. The Christians are gone. God's people are gone. Jesus has taken them up to be with him forever and ever. And what's left on earth is those who know not Christ. Now in chapter 7, God seals 144,000 to preach the word of God across the world. Do you understand? That's Jews. That's Jews. And then, is there people saved? Yes, there is people saved. But I don't know that you'll be one of those. Because I'm telling you, it's most of them that are saved during this time. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and read to you verse 9 through 11. Let me read that. It says, "And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held." And he says, "And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." You see in this what he's talking about in the tribulation period, those who are going to die in that tribulation period are those who have are going to die like those who are crying out for vengeance. They're in heaven. They're crying out for God to do something and avenge them. And he says, no, he says they're going to have to wait a little while until they're killed just like you were. So I don't know if you want to be a part of that or not. I'd rather go in the rapture. I'd just rather go in the rapture. And that's what, according to the word of God, I'm going to do. And if you know Christ as your Savior, you are too. Amen. That's how we're going. And I guess I'm just stressing this because I don't want you to set and doubt whether you're ready for heaven or not. Be assured, know in your heart that you know Christ as your Savior. You understand what I'm saying? Just be sure. You see, of that you should, you see. And anyway, And of course, this anti-Christian sentiment has been around a lot longer than most of us think. It's been around for a good little bit, and now it's getting more and more, on the broadcasting and everything. It's getting more and more all the time. Okay? And so we've got to be very, very, very careful. All right? There was a booklet put out by, let's see if I can read. Okay, Friends of Earth at a UNESCO convention. And it was put out a few years ago, and some of the suggestions in it was that nations should be phased out quickly as possible. And of course, behind this idea is the idea of a one world government. That's been going on, that's being asked for quite a few years now, that's being asked for. And of course, Christianity bears a huge burden of guilt for the ecological problems in the world. And that was in that same book, Blaming Christians. All right, Blaming Christians. Well, that's just part of it. And so anyway, now I'm going to read to you verse number 12 through 17. And it says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And in fact, you see, again, there is in the book of Revelation three great earthquakes. There's more than that, but there's three great earthquakes. Okay? And those earthquakes, folk, are not going to be just some little earthquake over here somewhere that you'll read about in the paper. They'll shake countries. They're great earthquakes that's going to happen during the tribulation period. In chapter 6, verse 12, chapter 11, verse 13, and chapter 16, verse 18 and 19 is the three great earthquakes in the book of Revelation. Now, folks, you do not want to be here. You just cannot do that. You've got to get right with God and be ready to meet Christ as your Savior. You just can't not be saved. Okay? You just can't do that. Now, Dr. Robert Thiemann stated that the eruption in Caracas on the island of Dutch East Indies on August the 27th in 1883, he said it had to have been heard around the world. It was a great earthquake, you see. As a result of this earthquake, the sun was blotted out. What happens on an earthquake? It blots out the sun and it causes the moon to be red. And that's what happened here, you see. And he says, and violent ash blots out the sun and makes the moon look red. Tidal waves traveled as far as Cape Horn, 7,000 miles away. It was a terrible, terrible earthquake, you see. And he said a total of 36,000 people were killed. That maybe not sound like a great big number, but this was back in 1883. And there was not near the people on the earth as there is today. Okay? Now, the word great in the Bible, I told you, means great. It's going to be terrible, horrible, horrible, horrible. You say, well, we'll be... No, we won't. No, we won't. You've got to understand, Christians are gone. We're gone. And so only those who know Christ as their Savior is going to be gone. And the ones that do not know Christ as their Savior is going to stay here and go through this. Okay? You got that? Now, let me tell you something that'll help you a little bit in this. In May of 1948, that's when Israel become a nation again. You remember that. That's in 1948. Since then, killer quakes have increased I'm going to give it to you, every 10 years. Killer quakes are the ones that kill people. Okay? And in 1950 to 1959, there were nine killer quakes. In 1960 to 69, there were four more. There was 13 killer quakes. And then in 1970 to 1979, there were 56 killer quakes. And then in 1980 to 1989, there were 74 killer quakes. And in 1990 to 1999, there were over 125 killer quakes. Do you hear what this preacher's saying to you? You see, we sit over here, we don't think a lot about it. But each year, each 10 years, these things are going up largely. Okay? And so what we need to do is realize that this is happening, and I mean it's happening now, and we need to realize it and get our minds off of all of this other stuff that keeps us all caught up. You understand? And realize this thing is coming fast. Okay? Now, in verse number 15, "And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" You see, in that portion of Scripture, what he's telling us is that these rich men, these people who were rich and had things and could do so, built places up in the mountains to protect themselves. And that's what they did. They thought that would protect them. But it didn't. Because God came along and shook the whole universe. And just shook it. So you say, well, I'll be all right. No, you won't be all right. If you're not saved, you will not be all right. Do you understand that? Because you're going to hear this morning how to be saved. Now, listen just for a moment. The kings, you see, also, who thought they were too powerful, was crying for the mountains to fall on them. These are kings. And then also the great men who thought they were pretty great are crying for the mountains to fall on them. Do you hear what I'm saying? And then rich men who thought their wealth would solve any problem. And that's what rich men think. They think their wealth will solve any problem. But it won't. Not this problem. And then also soldiers who thought that they were brave and invincible. They thought they could do it. But they couldn't. So they begged the rocks to fall on them. Now again, Brother Ross, when is this? This happens after the rapture of the church. This happens after Jesus comes to take us up to be with him. And somewhere within the next 7 years, this is going to happen. Okay? Now, wouldn't that be foolish? So foolish to take a chance that you might be saved when you're not. I mean, isn't that true? You see, all you need to do is repent, turn to Christ, ask Jesus to save your soul and give you eternal life, and he'll do it. Isn't that right? Sure he will. He'll do it, he'll give you eternal life, and you'll be with him forever and ever, and you'll never have to see a bit of the tribulation period. Now, all I'm doing to say to you is please, please, please don't wait too long. Okay? Please don't wait too long. I'm going to have to close it out now, but folks, listen to me. please, if you have doubt about your salvation, please, please, please get that taken care of today. Amen. Amen. Just get it taken. Father, thank you again today. You're good to us. You're kind to us. You're gracious to us. Thank you for the wonderful salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.